Now, let me ask, let's see who was paying attention. What was the item that was repeated again and again and again?
A partridge
in a pear tree, and we'll talk about that. That's why it's so important. Gavin gets the A for the day. Title of our message today is the 12 Days of Christmas, a teaching tool for the Christian faith. And when you came in, you should have received a half insert. Does anybody not have one? Raise your hand if you don't have an insert. Very good. Listen to Matthew 2 one more time. And when the Magi, that is the wise men, saw the star, they rejoiced greatly. After coming into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They fell to the ground and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and they presented to him their gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Could we get the door, please? There's activities going on that maybe we don't need to hear. Now, I would well imagine that probably everybody here has heard this Christmas carol at least once. Is that correct? Is there anyone here who has never heard the 12 Days of Christmas before? Kitty, you're special. Well, most people here today recognize that carol, the 12 Days of Christmas, and most people are mistaken that Christmas is just one day, or at the most two, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, if you count them together. But historically, the Christian church, when it began to celebrate Christmas, celebrated it for 12 days, from Christmas to Epiphany on January 6th. Joan McKenzie, do you know anything about January 6th? What would that be? Your birthday, you're born on Epiphany Day, the day we remember the wise men presented the gifts to the baby Jesus. Now, this Christmas carol, the 12 Days of Christmas, was written in England centuries ago as a catechism tool. In January, Samantha is beginning a brand new catechism class for our new year of catechism students. Catechism means the teaching of the faith. This carol was written as a tool to help young people learn the basics of the Christian faith. And its catchy tune and its symbolism help them remember the song. The 12 Days of Christmas is, in a sense, an allegory. Each of the items mentioned in the song represents a key part of the Christian faith. So this morning, we're going to take a very brief look at this ancient carol. I invite you, as you listen to me, also glance at your sermon outline. The song begins, "On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave," or "my true love sent to me." The true love is not a boyfriend or a spouse. The true love refers to God himself, who loves all the world. In fact, it says in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, he gave." The me who receives the gift that my true love sent to me, the me is every baptized Christian believer. God wants to give his Christmas gifts to you even today. Now, the gift on the first day is the, what is it?
Partridge.
The partridge in a pear tree. As Gavin so correctly pointed out, this is the phrase that's repeated again and again and again. This partridge in the pear tree represents our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Jesus is symbolized by a mother partridge because a mother partridge would act injured and even poke herself to bleed to decoy a predator away from her children, so she would give her life to save her children. This, of course, is what our Lord Jesus did for us on the cross. He sacrificed himself for you and me as his blood flowed, that the powers of sin and death would take him and not take us. The partridge in the pear tree. Here we're reminded of Jesus' own words about himself in John chapter 10 when he said, "Greater love has no one than this, but that he would lay down his life for his friends." The gift on the second day is what? Two turtle doves. The two doves refer to both the Old and New Testament of the Bible. Doves in the scripture often represent the love of God, and we learn about the love of God in the Old and the New Testaments. The dove is also an ancient symbol for the Holy Spirit, who speaks to us through the words of both testaments. The gift on the third day is French hens. Three French hens. These are taken to represent the three chief gifts of the Holy Spirit mentioned in 1 Corinthians 13. But now faith, hope, and love abide, but the greatest of these is love. The fourth day gift is four calling birds. This was taken to represent the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They are calling birds. They are songbirds who sing the song of salvation through every page of their gospel. Day five, what is it? Tell me louder.
Five
golden rings. These precious rings represent the first five books of the scripture, the Jewish Torah, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Even these earliest books of the Bible point to the promise of the coming Savior. Day six, six geese a-laying. These six geese have been taken to represent the 6 days of creation, when God brought into being the world and the animals and the crown of creation, mankind. Day seven. Did I skip day five?
No.
Did I skip day six?
No.
Did I skip day seven? This is to keep you with me. What's the gift on day seven? Seven swans a-swimming. The seven swans have been connected to the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit that are mentioned in a number of places in the Bible. But the seven gifts most listed are the seven gifts listed in Isaiah chapter 11. Wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, knowledge, piety, the fear of the Lord. Eighth day, what is it?
Eight maids
of milking. This reminded young people in catechism class of the eight Beatitudes, the eight blessings that Jesus spoke on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. Listen to his words. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Day nine, what do we find?
Nine ladies
dancing. The nine ladies stand for the nine fruits of the Spirit, as recorded in Galatians 5. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Can't you just imagine a catechism teacher teaching their children in class this song every week? Now, some of you have been in confirmation class. You know that each week you come and you recite new memory work. Every week they would come, likely, and talk about this song, sing the words of this song, and remember the key Christian truths that are brought forth. Day 10, 10 lords a-leaping. These 10 lords represent the 10 commandments, as recorded in Exodus chapter 20. And they include such commandments as, do not have false gods, do not take God's name in vain, remember the Sabbath day, honor your father and mother, do not kill, do not commit adultery or bear false witness or coveting. The 11th day, 11 pipers piping. Refer to the 11 faithful apostles, minus Judas, who betrayed his Lord. And day 12, the final day, what is it?
Drummers.
12 drummers drumming. These represents the 12 major statements of doctrine as found in the Apostles' Creed. These points include things like this: belief in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Belief that Jesus Christ, God the Son, is born of a Virgin Mary and made man. That he was crucified, that he died, he rose on the third day. That he sits at the right hand of God the Father, that he will come again, as well as the resurrection of the dead, and finally the life everlasting. Now, as we began the sermon by saying, note, at the end of every single verse, the last thing that's mentioned and repeated again and again is, and a partridge in a pear tree. Jesus and his death on the cross for you and me, the most important gift that God gives us at Christmas time. So from now on, when you hear this delightful Christmas carol, the 12 days of Christmas, consider how this seemingly non-religious song had its origin in keeping alive the main teachings of the Christian faith. God bless you now in your ongoing celebration of these 12 days of Christmas. In the name of Jesus, God's people said, Amen. And now we sing the carol one more time.